We are the League.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Kaplan. I got Lower Class Jess here with me. Let's get to the Anti-Nowhere League. Right, that was the Anti-Nowhere League on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. We got a Lower Class Jess here with us. How the fuck you doing, Jess?
I'm doing great.
Great?
I'm fantastic.
Yes, yes, yes. We are, Ava's after party, Ava's fourth birthday after party. So we got a bunch of little girls crashing out watching Despicable Me downstairs with
having a little slumber party.
Yes, with the lovely rude girl Jessica and me and the Lower Class Jess up here taking you guys through some motherfucking punk rock. Maybe we're getting ready, getting you guys ready for that fucking Misfits show. But yeah, so there was supposed to be a couple extra people here, but some people got Misfits tickets last minute.
Yeah.
And they were like, dude, we got tickets. And I was like, yeah, dude, go to the fucking, I don't give a shit.
Just go
to the fucking Misfits.
Yep.
And that's, to be honest though, I got offered a ticket too. And I was like, oh man, I was like, it's my kid's birthday. Like, I can't go to Newark and see the Misfits. Yeah, I know. Like, oh. But you know. You know, good daddy. Good daddy, all the way. I had a huge Shopkins party.
It was such a great success. I
yes,
mean,
it was
totally girly, but, you know, it was perfect for a four-year-old little girl.
There you go.
She
loved
time.
It.
Yeah.
We had fun. The rest of them were downstairs hanging out. Now, why don't we get back over to the tunes, and let's play one for Lower Class Jess.
Woo-hoo.
The Templars with The 60s Are Over.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was the Templars with the 60s Are Dead. Now we have a special guest here. What's up? How you doing, Ava?
Birthday's here.
The birthday's here. Your birthday here. How old did you turn today?
4.
Ava turned 4 years old today. Ava, is there any song you want to hear specifically? You want to make a request? No, what song do you want to hear, baby? We don't have Shopkins song. You know songs. What do you want to hear? You want to hear Hey Yo? You want to hear some Blank 77? We got you. All right, so for Ava, on her
birthday,
yes, for the birthday girl. And it's a little bit harder for me to run this computer with Ava sitting on my lap, so I'm going to have to stall here right now. Jesus Christ, why isn't this working? Okay, all right, here we go. Now we're going to get to last year's release, Blank 77, Split with the Parasitics, Getting Blasted. Here's the first track and Ava's favorite song, Blank 77, Hey You. Alright, let's flip this bitch over. Get over with the Parasitics, who are getting ready to put out a new album, their first LP. Let's check out a classic here with Alcohol Withdrawal.
Good morning, I have my cold beer. You have your cold beer? If not, you are fucking jabroni.
Starts off with a couple of beers. Bunch of the boys all yell and cheer. Local band starts to jam. Race to see how many we can slam. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck last call, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck last call, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
more beers to be had. That's the only time that we get mad. Bottles, cans, bottles, mugs. Give us booze, fuck your ass. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. You said we want it.
Hey, hey, hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day. Now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
My parents rock and roll.
Drink, 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 drink. Drink, 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 drink. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Motherfucking Josiah on the drums. Rocking it out hard there in the end.
That's
Parasitics.
Right. Talent.
That's right.
I am rock and roll.
So, yeah, them guys coming out with a new album soon. And actually, we're not playing it, but I'm just going to tease it. I'm going to tease it and let you know how cool we are, because we actually have a copy of it
here,
like a demo version, but we're not going to go out there and play it
nope.
As much as we want to. But just letting you know, like, we totally have
when
it.
When it comes out, you have to buy it.
Absolutely.
That's all we're saying.
Absolutely. But with some other big news, you guys may have heard of a little thing we got going down August 4th, Pogoing in the Park, North Catasauqua Park, going down August 4th, benefiting Alex's Lemonade Stand, which is a charitable cancer. It's against cancer. That's what it is. Alex's Lemonade Stand against kids cancer. And we're going to be doing some raffles, some 50-50s. We're going to be having I'm Hungry catering the event in the parking lot.
So good.
Fucking A right, yo. They had an art showing from at the art gallery last weekend. And it was really nice. I put some pictures up on the Facebook. You guys can always get me on Facebook, Andrew Bedlam. The show, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. But we went to their actual kitchen. It has like a living room type deal where they were doing an art show. And Terry had more like appetizers and finger foods out. And it was delicious. Now, I got to find it. I know they sent it to me. Harpo's married to Terry. Harpo from Niblick. They sent me is some tracks of a band they used to have. Not Niblick Henbane, but a Terry and Harpo band.
Terry and Harpo.
Yeah, Terry sings.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
man.
I got to see if I can find it. I don't have it here on me. But make sure you guys come out to the show. I was playing a bunch of the bands on the last episode. Not going to play them all over again. But we already got Anti-Citizen. You know what I mean?
What? Love those guys.
Fucking Despise, the Despise New Jersey coming out.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, they still play shows? And I'm like, no, not really. So come out to this one.
For us, yeah. For us, they do.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And then who else we got on there? We got the South Class Veterans coming out of Jersey. Good Oi Bands. And we did just get another confirmation today.
Woo.
I mean, we got Death Wish Birdie, who I forgot to mention. They're pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah,
and
you'll be stoked about this next.
Yeah, this next one
announcement
gonna be pretty fucking awesome. You know, coming over from Jersey, as well as so many other of the bands. You guys know I'm talking about Crazy and the Brains playing Pogo in the park August 4th. Be there, bitches. Here they are now with New York City. Come check them out. The Brains coming straight out of Jersey. Catch them August 4th. Pogoing in the park. Gonna be a motherfucking blast. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't got no goddamn tracks queued up at all. But you know what? I don't play these guys this much, but I did get an Instagram request. And,
What song? I'm curious now. What song?
I don't know what song I'm going to do. I do like some NoFX. I know. I got from one of my boys. I was actually, and I like it when this happens. I got quite a few people used to be like my cellies and shit that actually listened to the show. And one of them who I was, you know, we'll just say I was roommates with for quite a couple months. Didn't even really know he was into punk rock like that. I found him on my Instagram, and most people hit us up on Facebook, but you can hit us up on Instagram too. And he was like, Andrew, you got to play some NoFX for me. I was like, Alex, my man, I got you some motherfucking NoFX. See, now most of the NoFX I play, I like, I don't play it that much, but I like, I think I'm going to go with this one right here. I like the funny shit.
The funny shit's good.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to go with something off Pump Up the Volume for my man Alex with My Vagina.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some Descendants.
Don't you think it's time I let you know? Don't you think I should before you go? I'm not gonna let you get away. I want to fuck you night and day. Ow, I'm a pervert. Yeah. I like to go out on dates, see a movie, communicate. We'll go home and have some fun. I'd say yes, sir, you're the only one. Then when I leave your house, I'll smell of sex, and I know I'm a pervert because I like it. Then I know I'm a pervert, yeah, because I want it. Want it all of the time. 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 Don't you sometimes wonder what I want? Don't you sometimes think I just want your cunt? I hate to think that romance is just a pose, but all I wanna do is rip off your clothes. Ow! I'm a pervert. I like to hold you in my arms. You know I wouldn't do you harm. I never take advantage of my book, that's a sin. But somehow I find myself caressing your skin. Then there's a word on my mind, and that word is fuck. Then I know I'm a pervert because I like it. Then I know I'm a pervert because I want it. Want it all of the time. 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 Then I know I'm a pervert because I like it. Yeah, I want it right now.
All right, that was the Descendants coming off their second release, I Don't Wanna Grow Up.
I don't wanna grow up.
Now, I had a chance to catch the Descendants. I'm going to say, I think I was 24. I just got home. And this this very attractive young lady that I happened to come across was like, hey, you want to go to this big Philly show with me on the pier? I forget what it was. It was some fucking festival. It was only one day, but it was like 30 bands. X played from L.A. They were one of the headliners, Descendants. Fucking, I don't fucking remember. I was shit-faced. I remember it was sponsored by Sailor Jerry,
oh,
and I had a whole lot of Sailor Jerry, and they had
like,
the Sailor Jerry.
I like pinups. Why not? I like pinups.
Yes, and then they had the Sailor Jerry girls there, so I remember the Sailor Jerry girls more than I remember the bands, to be
course,
honest.
That's Andrew.
But it definitely was a good, good show, and I had fun. Now, we had a couple of California bands, and I always talk shit on California, but let's be nice, and we'll play a third one from California. Me and Jess gonna watch the music video on YouTube.
Yeah.
Let's get to Keith Morris and the Circle Jerks doing their rendition of I Wanna Destroy You.
I'll destroy you.
All right, that was the Circle Jerks right there with I Want to Destroy You. Now, I see a wild card I might be doing. I'm not going to play it yet, but I think this might have to be the wild card in a second. I'm going to let that get ready.
Yeah, we'll put that on reserve for a little bit.
I got something else lined up. But we're going to have a
wild card, bitches!
In just a minute. But we're going to get to another song first. And we're going to do, now I know Jess is a big fan of AFI, especially the old school shit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get to, you know, I don't know what real AFI fans think of this song, but it's my favorite AFI song. And here's Total Immortal. Misfits actually probably getting ready to take the stage in a couple of minutes. Yep. So why don't we get to AFI's cover of the Misfits, and then I'll find some Danzig era Misfits after this. We'll give you a little twofer of AFI.
Here's my
favorite. Last Caress coming up in just a second. But before that, I got to remind you guys to head over to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio and hook us up with a big ass donation, and we would greatly appreciate it.
Well, I got something to say. I killed a baby today, and it doesn't matter much to me as long as it's dead. Well, I got something to say. I wrecked a mother today, and it doesn't matter much to me as long as she's dead. We'll all be dead. I've been waiting for your breath. Oh,
All right, that was AFI. And I don't know, Jess was talking about a present you got when you were a kid or something?
No, actually it was when my daughter Regina, she's 18 months, a year and a half old right now, but when it was her first Christmas, so she was only like a few months old, but my dad, who he's like a metalhead slash, you know, he likes listens to some punk, but he got us, he's a big Ramones fan, so he got us a CD of all Ramones songs, but it is done in lullaby form. So it's, you know, like Sheena's a punk rocker.
Awesome.
And like Rock and Roll High School.
Yes.
Like all the classics, like Bonzo Goes to Bittenberg, but yes. They're done in lullaby form. So it's like, it's like really cool with the bells and like the chimes and stuff, but you can totally tell it's still the Ramones. So it's really cool. It's something you got to take a listen to if you've never
awesome.
Heard it. But
you guys got to go check it out. I'm sure it's on YouTube or some shit, but let's get to some traditional Misfits, original Misfits with Astro Zombies. All right, that was the Misfits. We're going to get to a Charged Records release right here. Onward to Mayhem with Last Call.
We're a fucking daughter
here.
So what the fuck you got to fear? So won't you pass that picture over here? Because I need another fucking beer. We're all in this for yourselves. You do believe we have failed. Georgina wants something to do. We're not at work now, celebrate. We're a fucking daughter here. So what the fuck you got to fear? Pass that picture over here. Because I need another fucking beer. Differences aside, kick back and enjoy the night. Tomorrow is the next day, so I'm the fucking John Smithy. We're a fucking daughter here,
Horsewoggle.
So what the fuck you got to fear,
Horsewoggle?
So won't you pass that picture over here,
Horsewoggle?
Because I need another fucking beer,
Horsewoggle.
Kick on a hair!
the fair.
Horse for more.
Pass that pitcher over here.
Horse for more.
Because I need another fucking beer.
Horse for more.
All right, we got some Onward to Mayhem right there. Now, that's a band Lower Class Jess wasn't really familiar about. Now, I remember those guys from back when I was in high school. Charged Records, you know, pretty much anything that was on punkcore or Charged, or it was just like earlier in the 90s with Headache Records. It was like anything that was on those labels was going to be awesome. It was the best, and I was going to love it. You know what I mean?
I knew everything and everything.
Exactly. Like, these guys were out of the Twin Cities. I don't remember which one, but they were out of one of the Twin Cities. And I just came across them because I just started being like, oh, anything that's on Charged Records, I'm just going to listen to. And I came across them, and Onward to Mayhem comes from Project Mayhem, which is the end of the Fight Club movie. What they turn into when they start blowing up all the credit card buildings and all the corporations and everything, they're Project Mayhem. So this band, Onward to Mayhem, one thing I thought was real cool about this album is a lot of the tracks start with little soliloquies or little rants by fucking Brad Pitt. And we're going to do another twofer. We did a twofer of AFI. We're going to do some Onward to Mayhem with Televisionary right here.
Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war. No great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives.
All right, that was Onward to Mayhem with Televisionary. I also had a little self-release 7-inch from them. It was like four tracks with Up the Drunks. Their artwork was always really cool. I don't know who did it or anything, but I always thought it was really cool. And like even the 7-inch, it had like, instead of like you might get like a fold out or a little insert, they had like a 5-page book, it like a stapled book in the insert.
You know who else has also has like a really, really good like artist and like does really good album art and just like paintings in general for, you know, anything? Fucking the band The Executors. Those guys are fucking, they're a really good band. And they're, I forget what Sean plays, but Sean Pryor, he's an artist too, and he does phenomenal artwork for, you know, lots of stuff. He did like decks like for skateboards and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, that's cool. Like art decks and stuff.
Yeah, it's just really awesome.
We'll have to see if we can find some. I'll try and dig it up. This next band, a little bit easier to find, and it's another band where I always loved the artwork. And what is the name he went by? I think it was Raymond Peterbody or something like that. And it's actually the brother of, what's his name, Greg Ginn or Jin, the fucking guitar player from Black Flag. And his little brother was the artist for all those demented photos that they used to have, whether it was cheerleaders killing people with guns or sock puppets with knives.
Like the Oi Scouts.
Yeah,
Gabe,
the Simpsons and all that. Yeah, Gabe's brother. If you guys don't know that, most of the Oi Scouts artwork, like the awesome Simpsons punk rock skinhead shirt that I have, that's all Gabe's brother. All the Black Flag artwork was the guitarist brother. So why don't we get to some old school Black Flag? We played Keith with the Circle Jerks, so let's get to Keith with Black Flag, the title track off Nervous Breakdown, the first 7-inch. All right, we got Black Flag right there. Now, Jess was talking about getting to see Flag, which is kind of a reincarnation. Always the name Black Flag.
Yeah,
a big legal battle
you
with the name Black Flag.
Both of them together.
Yeah, you got to get closer in, though.
Associate them together, yeah, Flag and Black Flag.
But you were saying, and they had all three singers.
Yeah.
Well, three out of the four, yeah.
Yeah, three out of four. They had Keith, and they had Dez there singing a couple. And this was at Punk Rock Bowling a couple years, the first one that they did in Asbury Park. But yeah, they had Keith and they had Dez
and
they had
Ron. That's awesome,
man. I can't say enough that, like, you know, I'm not a huge Black Flag fan. But, like, I wasn't expecting much, but when they were playing, I was just completely blown away. They were really good. I was impressed.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, actually, Pogo City does have the hookup with Flag. We could get Flag, but one thing we have a problem getting is the money. Because we ain't got that great of a hookup. We could definitely get Flag, but we need a We need a couple more dead presidents.
Give us your
to
money.
Actually, get flag. But
you
want to
see? You
want to
see flag? Let,
you got to go to GoFundMe.com.
Tell us how much you want to see
Fogo
flag.
Spinning Radio. You leave us a big enough fucking donation, and we will get you flag. I promise. Definitely have the hookup. Just don't have the finances. But we've been talking about artwork a little bit tonight. So another band just referenced, The Executors.
Fuck yeah. Phenomenal band. They're really good.
You know where these guys are out of? Where are they out of?
I can't say that I know personally,
yeah, I don't know,
so either. I'm not sure.
But we'll get to Government Shutdown.
Yes.
Let's
great,
check them
great
out.
Song.
The Executors on
Fogo City Radio.
All right, that was The Executors with Government Shutdown. Now, let's say what's up. Grab a mic like you've never been here before. Get on a mic. Get on a mic. Let's say what's up to the lovely Hugo Jessica.
What's up, Pogo? Oh,
How you doing?
I've been better. I feel pretty shitty, to be honest.
How was
She's
Ava's
sick.
Party? Was Ava's party?
Ava's party was amazing. Yeah. She had a blast.
We had
it was
her up
fun.
Here. She requested some blanks.
Yeah,
some
I know.
She did. And what? Then Jess's middle daughter, Chloe, wearing a Pogo Attack blank
yeah.
shirt
yeah.
right now.
I put her in that.
A huge
All our daughters. Or
I had to give it to her.
Fans.
So once I found that out, I said, "You want to put on some pajamas?" I said, "Here you go." Yeah. Threw a blank shirt.
She took out the blank shirt, and my oldest was like, "Chloe's gonna want that."
Yeah.
And she came down. She was like, "Look, blanks," and I was like, "Oh shit!" She yeah. knows right off the shirt, like right from the gate.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't even like it was just like, "Oh, I know that shirt. Like,
yep,
give me yeah. that one."
Like mother, like daughter.
She's told me she loves awesome. The blanks.
She's all about it.
Yeah.
All the kids are into blanks. Yep. Like the kids,
yeah.
kids, the children, all the children
yep.
are into blanks.
Everybody.
They should do like a blank song
How
on Kids
not,
Bop.
Right?
They'll do a
right.
they'll do Hey You on Kids
Who
Bop. Fucking 14. Kids Bop 14. Hey yeah.
I can see it now.
All right. Now, we were talking a little while ago about a, I lost it, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. We were talking about doing a little Pogo City wild card. And I can't think of how to spell the toadies.
T-O-A-D. Like toad?
Toad, yeah.
I-E-S.
There you go. We're going to do the toadies with Possum kingdom.
I love
Do
this.
You want to die?
And we call
That's
this
what
thing
I wanted
the
to play
Pogo
earlier.
City.
Wild card, bitches!
Well, I would have forgot to do it. It started to play on random before, but I muted it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to make that the wild card. And then you walked up here, and I remember during the party, you were requesting it. Mm-hmm. So I figured we'll make it the wild card. And let's get to it now. The Toadies. The
song is totally about
Possum
rape.
Kingdom.
Like raping a little girl or something. I don't. behind a lake. House
behind the boathouse. Or whatever. I don't fucking know.
Do you want to die?
Yeah, like, come on.
But let's get to the Toadies with Possum Kingdom for your Pogo City.
Wild card, bitches!
Let's hear it!
This was another.
It's great.
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight, by my side. Gentlemen, behind
Got some Charlie Day. Some Charlie Day on the samplers. The Toadies, Possum Kingdom. This week's wild card, where we play something a little off format. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Now, we're right at the hour mark right now. 59 minutes, 30 seconds. We played a couple twofers for you guys this weekend. And you guys heard me talking about August 4th, pogoing in the park with Crazy in the Brains, the Road Soda, South Class Veterans, Death Wish Birdie, and who the fuck? Anti-Citizen. How do
you
forget about Anti-Citizen?
No, you can't forget about that.
And I feel like somebody else is confirmed that I'm forgetting to mention. I don't know. More to come.
More to come. Definitely more to come.
Updated flyer to come. Gonna be a blast. Now, one of the bands, another local band we played on here earlier tonight, see if you guys can figure that one out, supposed to maybe be playing. They have another show scheduled that day. They want to play us earlier, which is what I'm hoping for, because we're not going to do the typical, you know, like an opener and then a little bit bigger band and bigger and bigger and then a headliner. We're going to be having awesome bands playing scattered throughout the whole day.
Exactly.
So, maybe this local band that's
awesome
will be coming.
Yeah, if you want to see awesome bands, you got to come early, because going to be fucking good bands starting out.
And if you want to see awesome bands, you got to stay late too, because Crazy in the Brains, one of the bands that's playing later.
They're going to be playing last.
They're playing last.
Yeah.
Crazy in the Brains last. And
you got to be there the whole fucking show.
Hell yeah, it's going to be scattered throughout the whole show. Great bands, some out of towners, some locals.
Food if you get hungry. Absolutely. Bring your fucking beer if you want to have some fucking
beer.
Damn
right, BYO. And you're talking about the food, talking about I'm hungry. And we were talking about Harpo's wife, Terry. So why don't we get to Harpo's band? And we're going to go through something that I'm very happy to have right here. I have in my hand.
I'm a little jealous.
Actual copy.
Okay, a lot.
Yeah, an actual copy of Niblick Henbane's first EP, New Jersey Oi, Niblick Henbane, you know, coming straight out of Irvington. My man, Harpo in Irvington. That's right. All right. So I got one on white vinyl right here. They did 333 on red, 333 on white, and 333 on blue. This was given to me by Harpo a couple months ago.
How many?
333 on red, 333 on blue, and 333 on white. Then get this. They also did another 100 of random colors that were taken from shades of TV sitcoms. There's an even more rare 100 that are just random shades of TV sitcoms. This was told to me by Harpo.
How does that, how do you even do that?
I don't fucking know.
Is that TV sitcom show?
Yeah, that's
color?
That's like a welcome back
a
Cotter
question,
blue
question
like
for Harpo next time I see him.
I know. A lot of questions for Harpo. And maybe you guys can ask him yourself, because he's going to be sitting there at that I'm hungry table. Niblick will not be playing. Will not be playing.
But Terry and Terry
and Harpo
Terry
will be
and
there.
Harpo will be there.
So go bug him and go tell him to play a fucking pogo show. Because I got news for you. If they play a show, it's going to be a fucking pogo show.
Right.
That's what it's going to be.
That's right.
So we're going to get out of here with a twofer. We're going to play the A side from this white vinyl I have sitting on my turntable. Let me make sure I unmute that track. Right, got to pull back the highs too. Fucking turntables, man. They come through hissing like a motherfucker. I love the crackle. I love the pop. But we got to keep it good for the listeners. So before we get out of here, got to remind you guys, go to PogoCityRadio.com. Make sure you go to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio. Leave us a big ass donation. And if you guys can't leave any cash, please remember to just tell your fucking friends. Give us a share on Facebook.
Tell everyone about us.
Tell everyone. I want this shit tattooed to the motherfucking moon.
Pogo
you know what
City.
I'm saying? Damn right. And remember to come out August 4th, Pogoing in the Park, North Catasauqua Park, benefiting Alex's lemonade stand.
Make sure you remember North Catasauqua Park.
That's right,
too.
The North Catasauqua Park.
There's a couple or a
North
few
Side. Right. Now, we were talking about Headache Records earlier, and this is a Headache Records release. We're going to play We Don't Want to Play and Future, which is one of my favorite tracks. All right, let's get this bitch spinning and go. Come on, baby, play. Oh, that didn't sound good. That's not good. Let's clean that needle off. I did. I don't know what happened. Here we go. Yeah. We've been in some actual vinyl for you guys. So bear with us.
System is a fucking joke. Think that big one got the key. It's right to burn some up for me. Set the law but you leave that thing. Don't you think it's set to me. Say that there's no other way. That's your game and we don't want to play. But that's your game and we don't want to play. Let's say that I'm gonna take one to the air. You are wrong, don't make a care. Wish I did have just one hit. You can't get just as much as I wish. Things are wrong, don't leave that bed. Don't just make any sense to me. Said if there's no other way. That's your game and we don't want to play. But that's your game and we don't want to play.
We got another one from Niblick coming your way. No Future, check it the fuck out. The future belongs to me. Getting drunk.
Riggity, riggity, crack, son!
Radio.